Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Seemingly Meaningless Tasks. Written and read by Ashley Moore. Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Colossians 3:23. Do you struggle with believing lies? Is there a particular deceit that entangles you, trapping you on more than one occasion? For me, that lie is that what I do with my time and how I use my talents are insignificant. The things I accomplish day to day are so menial that I'm wasting my time. There are more important things to do, and I'm missing out on them. Then a full-blown downward spiral strikes. I'm obviously not living up to my true potential, surely a disappointment in God's eyes. I've been slighted and dealt a crummy hand in life. My life is a waste of time. I am a waste of time. The things I do don't matter, therefore I do not matter. As I look at these words in print, it's so very obvious how they contradict the Word of God. But when they float around in my mind or strike like arrows on the days when I'm stressed or discouraged, I have a harder time discerning what's true and what is a lie. Especially if the day is so very mundane, as most days seem to be. Can you relate? Are your days full of refereeing the kids, washing dirty dishes, and keeping up with laundry? Or perhaps you click away at computer keys, handling emails, calendaring events, and other administrative checklist items for someone else. Or maybe you spend your days emptying trash cans, washing windows, and completing other seemingly meaningless and monotonous tasks. Whatever to-dos fill the minutes of your day, it can be so easy to discount and discredit the value of our contributions. And the enemy often uses this lie to cause us to doubt our value as people made in God's image. But friend, let's remember what God's word says about our significance. In Genesis, when God created the first humans, the text says he made them in his image, Genesis 1:26. People, as God saw fit, are the only thing in the entirety of creation that was made in the image of the Almighty himself. Because this is true, and other passages support the idea, such as Psalm 139:14, where the psalmist praises God for making him fearfully and wonderfully, we know that before we were even born, God saw and made us with great value. But does where and how we spend our time matter? This is where most of us can find ourselves hung up. God places less emphasis on what we do and more on how we do these things. Yes, God cares about our hearts and our attitudes. And scripture is clear. Whatever we do is important because the things we do are an opportunity to worship the one true God. And each act of worship is a great witness to those who see us in our everyday, so very normal lives. This is great news for us because it means God made it possible for us to proclaim the gospel to those around us while we do ordinary things. While some of us may accomplish more seemingly glamorous and visible service for the kingdom of God, most of us will spread the good news and disciple people in the everyday moments of life by the way we incorporate an attitude of worship while we complete tasks. The enemy is very aware to the threat we bring when we complete seemingly meaningless tasks as an act of worship based on who God says we are. So he seeks to lie, discourage, and distract us in any way he can. He convinces us we are insignificant and that the things we do don't matter. He wants to drag as many souls away from knowing God, so he targets God's image bearers. But remember the truth as you go about your day. Let your completion of even the most insignificant tasks be sweet offerings to the Lord that God may very well use to draw others to himself. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for your word that reminds me of who I am. But most importantly, thank you for your word, which renews my mind with the truth of who you are and what you've done for me. God, you are worthy of my worship. And thank you that the tasks I do daily, from the smallest to the most important, are opportunities to witness and worship. What an honor. Lord, give your people joy in their seemingly meaningless tasks. May their worship bring them joy and draw others to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.